The Metricon post-match interview.
Time to have a chat with our medalist from today's contest in Dan Weagle, and he's standing alongside our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Yep, Dan, you were today's Anzac medalist, also my three-vote getter today, so well done on a fantastic game there. You were just a tower of strength back there in defence, marking everything that came down from the first quarter. How were you finding it out there, reading that ball off the play from the Grovedale players?
Yeah, no, it was obviously firstly good just to get a win, and I think the performance overall from obviously disappointing round one to then bounce back last week and sort of continue that was really good, and we just touched on it then speaking with the boys, but you know, the guys around us, Benny O'Brien, third game back from like a broken back to shut out Tommy Gillett, who's a seriously good player, you know, that goes a long way to doing it. And then our midfield, their defensive efforts as well, obviously puts pressure on the footy and creates some sort of higher kicks in, which makes it a lot easier to read.
And so do they give you a particular matchup up there? Because there were occasions where you were on a much shorter opponent, you know, and obviously in the marking contest, you had an advantage. But in that instance, do you just stick with that player, or, you know, can you take that liberty to sort of go, well, look, I'm actually going to be the second up on someone like Gillett, or, you know, just play off that player a bit?
Yeah, so it obviously depends how they set up. So generally, if they'll have two bigs there, I'll go to the second and Benny takes the deepest. But I think their young ruckman might have went down with a knee, I think, and hopefully he's all right and hopefully the best there. But, you know, that meant they went a lot smaller. So then it's just to sort of, take what you can get and try and sort of play that medium sort of defensive role in terms of not too high but not the deepest as well, and chop Benny out.
Weeks, well done. Thanks for joining us on KRockFootball.live. What did you take away from last week when you pushed last year's grand finals? You lead them by the best part of three goals early in the last. I know it was a six-goal turnaround and you got rolled, but how important was that for the confidence of the group to know that at your best, your footy's good enough?
Yeah, oh, massive. And like I said, it was just a... like, we've got a young group. We've got some experienced heads sort of littered through it as well. But, yeah, it just showed that GFL footy, you have to want to defend. It does not matter who you play against. If you don't bring a defensive attitude, you know, you won't kick a score, and you'll get scored against quite heavily. So, you know, last week we were in the game against South, a really good side, but we value defence, yet we kick a big score, and a lot of your scores will come off the back of defending. So that was the biggest thing, and, you know, that we sort of spoke about, you know, creating a bit of an identity where... you know, when teams walk away, at least they say, geez, Lara, tough to play against, they defend hard.
It'd be rare that Lara's kicked back-to-back plus 80-point scores, wouldn't it, in recent times?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, I think our connection piece going forward today probably let us down a little bit at times, so it could have been a lot more, but, you know, you keep going for long enough, you will get the rewards.
Consistency has been the thing probably over the last couple of years anyway, but that's the thing for now, isn't it? Play well last week, win this week, play well next week, and just continue to do that and get better?
Yeah, absolutely. And consistency and effort and defensive application, that's the key, because footy's a hard game and, you know, skill errors will happen, as evidenced by today, if you watch nice and closely.
But how many out on the fools, Kirsch?
There was 13 for the day.
Yeah. How many off my boot?
Yeah, about four.
The wind was strong. But, yeah, that consistency with our effort and application is it. And, you know, the rest... you know, will sort of look after itself to an extent.
Yeah. And most sides need a forward. You've got one. He's been there a long time. He's got to stop going to weddings. Apart from that, it helps to have somebody like that who just straightens you up. And if you can do that defensively early, he's going to get a lot of the footy.
Mate, he's massive, like, not figurative and literally. The way he straightens it up, like you said, he's massive. And, you know, a lot of the times we don't probably look after him with the delivery we put to him, but you get a contest there. And him and sort of Bailey Ettridge, they complement each other well. You know, Baz is really powerful. He's a tough matchup. And even young Nudgy, Daniel Lowther, when he's been playing with us, a little bit different as well. Big hops and athletic. But, mate, Daisy is our most important player by a country mile.
Yeah.
Speaking with our best on ground for today and our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. You've got the $100 voucher for the Leopold Sporties. It's a pity Leopold are coming here next week.
That's all right. Date night with the fiancé, should we, Afi?
Very good. I'm sure Tori will love that very, very much. You know, well played.
Well, on, we just get to that sort of stuff. Yeah, ask your questions. Right.
Yes, no, exactly. Hang on, just for Metricon. Here's Kirsch.
Oh, thank you. Weeks, well done, mate. Terrific game of football by yourself, but I'll be honest with you. I've seen him do that a lot over the years, so that was no surprise to me to see the way he played today. Obviously, you're the elder statesman down there. I think you double some of the kids' ages down there in the defensive 50.
Whiz. What is it with blokes when you've got no hair and you just assume they're old?
Oh, I know how old he is. I've been coaching him for ages. Anyway.
I've got thick skin.
But obviously, over the years, you've seen some kids come through that back half and, you know, they've come in and they've gone out. But, you know, the more you get some kids in there to get settled and play the way you did today. But, I mean, you mentioned the role of O'Brien today, but even Nick Beekman's going behind the ball. I thought he was terrific today, not being biased, but I thought he was really good today. You've seen these kids get back there and, you know, even Tommy Gunther, he's only played the 38 games, but he's developing into a really good takeover Dan Weagle type role in a couple of years' time. It just looks like they're just getting a bit of a settled balance down there.
And that's it, like the consistency theme rings true again, where as a back group you need to play together and build that sort of connection. And no, you're spot on, like Beaky floated in and out of a few different roles, and he's so powerful and strong and quick, obviously, and he'll learn his back craft the more he plays there. But yeah, Tommy Gunther as well, and Benny, so yeah, no, absolutely, it's exciting. Like, they're a young group, but they've got talent, that's for sure.
And I guess when the things do go wrong, the learnings are last week to this week. You know, what did you do well today as opposed to what you did well or didn't do so well last week when you lost the game of footy. But what I noticed today was a little bit more defensive transition from your mids as well, getting back to help out. I thought Bailey Cockrell getting behind the ball was really important today. And just a couple others, you know, Connor Lynan does it every week. You know, just those middies getting back to help out your back structure, and then you were able to rebound pretty easily as well.
And if they're a bit more connected too, it gives us that sort of release kick that's only a 15-metre kick rather than that 25-30 that, you know, is a bit harder to execute.
Well, it's over to Jace.
Righto, we ask you the couple of important questions now. Obviously, we all know your fiancée, who's you are batting way above your average. way.
How many people actually tell you that? And are you sick of being told?
Well, when I had a full head of hair, it wasn't as bad.
But this is a good-looking rooster.
Very disappeared quickly, and coincidentally, when she came along, I was a bit in that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Weeks has got a good set of fangs. They're immaculate teeth.
Well, never had that, but
he'll be able to chomp into something at the Sporties.
You know what that means? Tom is taking way too much notice of Dan, but anyway, that's fine.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But this will be really interesting to see who comes to the Jet Matthews Medal Night.
So you're going to Leopold's Boys, you would take Tory as normal. But if you were going to take a good bloke to the Leopold's Boys, who would you take from the club with you? Just one? Yeah, just pick a good bloke. Don't pick Mitch, because you won't get anything out of that.
One that springs to mind, Bailey Ettridge.
You take Bailey.
A very good man. Very Bailey. Close with him.
That's good, Bailey.
Did you play together at Anarchy?
Yes.
Yes. That's good. Okay. Now, the Jet Matthews Medal, which is now for the Reptile of the Year at clubs, right? So you have to pick a bloke who you would have to take. Who from the club would you never ever take to the Leopold Sporties, and why? Yeah, come on, tip somebody in. Now, just remember, you are coming to the presentation of this, and this person will also come
is
on
Paul
the night.
Kelly aware of this?
Not yet,
but he will happen. Be. It's okay. It's
probably
right.
Listening right
well,
now.
Well, that's PK. We're coming at the end.
Close with him as well. Yeah. But Bailey Cockrell.
Yeah.
Yes. So he won something today at least,
there
Bailey.
There we go. Bailey, tip him in. Perfect.
Bailey's take the cake.
Why Bailey Cockrell?
He's just... Yep. I love him, but... Pestish behaviour you don't love him.
Love it. Well done, Dan.
We need to hear that word pest.
I just love the pest.
Another very good man. So.
Somebody needs to buy him a can of Rexona too, because obviously nobody wanted to go near him today.
And he was complaining before the game that his jumper was too loose. And he's like, oh, they're going to be able to tackle me. So.
Oh, they nobody can get got near him. Tackle.
he has joined Charlie Byrne, Jet Matthews himself, Michael Rudd and Will McCaskill.
Yeah, was Michael Rudd the Sam Burke nomination?
Yes, he was. Michael Burke, Michael Rudd, Sam Burke, well done. So well done, Dan, good work.
Dan Weagle, great to catch up with you. Congratulations on a wonderful performance today. Big one next week against Leopold, another test against last year's grand final. They haven't given you an easy draw to start, but you probably need these challenges to get an idea of how your list is improving. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Cam Weagle joining us there. Great to have a chat with him. Thanks to Metricon. Metricon gives you the freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home as he takes out our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day.